Riverside County Executive Officer George Johnson told the Board of Supervisors he is planning for the worst-case scenario of no extended federal stimulus money in 2021.
We do need state and federal assistance to continue paying for these testing and tracing functions. We can't do it alone.
Johnson offered the board a rough estimate that the county currently spends $5 million a month on testing and tracing. His team is working on a budget, including ways to cut costs should a new stimulus plan fall through.
We're looking at alternative ways to reduce the amount of staff that we have to provide the testing services. So that hopefully will drive down those costs.
The county hopes to soon be able to reduce testing staff once a contract with a lab that provides self-administered tests is finalized this week. Johnson also pointed to the hope that a vaccine early next year might provide herd immunity. County Public Health Officer Dr. Cameron Kaiser agrees that Pfizer's news about its successful vaccine trial does offer a bright spot, but down the road.
We are continuing to make sure we have plans in place because it will be a while before there is mass production. That we were able to get this rolled out to our medical providers, our individuals who are medically vulnerable, and also our first responders, and then as availability improves, to get it out to the remainder of the population.
These budget concerns come as hospitalizations are up 57% from a month ago. Positivity rates are also creeping up, a trend seen nationwide. Officials warn a majority of cases are in people younger than 30 who have a higher chance of being asymptomatic and unknowingly spreading the virus. Officials also report a concerning rise in nursing home cases and deaths.
Our data shows that both our case rates and our positivity rate continue to increase. And in the aftermath of the election, regardless of your feelings on the matter, we would ask that people find some other means other than gatherings to express your views.
Riverside County remains in the state's most restrictive reopening tier. They are working with other Southern California counties to present recommendations for a revised reopening strategy later this month. Megan Jamerson, Empire KVCR News.